Hey guys!
Hi!
It's us and we're back!
Yes, this is episode 61 of Cat Naps and Cognac.
Meow!
Meow!
Oh, kitty kitty!
Ow! Meow!
Meow!
How are you today, Dee?
I am well. We have to introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah!
Sure
you do. Show you right. Host,
and you are?
I'm Arielle.
There we go. And we are the hosts of Catnaps and Cognac.
All up in your ear.
Hey. Busting up them eardrums. Just kidding. No, that hurts. Have you ever had a
piercing
eardrum?
No.
Ooh, girl.
I don't want it.
No, you don't want it. It's terrible. It's terrible. So like Ari said, it is episode 61 of Catnaps and Cognac. If you are a return listener, thank you so much for coming back. And if this is your first time joining us, enjoy the show. And please go back and check out the other 60 episodes.
Yeah, go on and do it till you're satisfied.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Boom.
Wow. Yo, we have, like, enough episodes for people to, like, travel across the United States.
Word. And a couple more.
And a couple more. Okay, you can go backpacking through Brazil or through South America listening to our show. It probably will cost you a lot of money, though, because you got to use data to listen. So maybe if you download them before you leave.
True.
Yeah, download them before you go. You'd be A-okay. Anywho, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well as well. I'm well, too. You know what? We went through this last week or the week before.
We did. It was a little awkward.
Here we go. It's fine. Okay. I'm just fine. But you know what? You know what I could... Well, first of all, let's talk about something really quick.
Sure.
Because this is Catnaps and Cognac.
Uh-huh.
You do loves the cognac. Did you hear about the Hennessy truck that got robbed, basically?
Sure did.
Wow. So if you guys haven't heard about it, there was a truck that was carrying $514,000 worth of Hennessy, and the truck was stolen, and the people, it was recovered, but the Hennessy wasn't. The truck was recovered, but the Hennessy wasn't. $514,000 worth of Hennessy. What's going on?
Listen, that's a lot of damn Henny.
That's a lot of Henny.
A lot of Henny.
I mean, damn, who finna drink all of that?
Henny Palooza.
Ah!
I mean, I'm not calling out any suspects.
What? Henny Palooza gonna from, be cause until...
from what I heard, snitches get stitches.
All their money back. Or they won't even have to spend any money, basically, because they got hot Hennessy. So...
Hot Henny.
Hot Henny. And so, if you have to pay to get in, that's all profits.
All baby. Profits, dog.
I'm not mad at you, Henny Palooza people. I'm not mad at you. You do what it does.
Snitches get stitches, Dee Dee. Snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches. Damn it, no, I'm just kidding.
I really hate that saying, P.S.
Me too. Like, you know what? All types of foolishness is going on. Because you know what? If it was when it comes to your family, then you don't want snitches. You want everybody to tell what's going on when it happens to you.
True.
But that's neither here nor there.
No, it's not.
Moving on. You know what I need? I need a massage. So bad.
Do you?
I really do. Like, I'm tense in my shoulders, my lower back, my sciatica's been working, my nerves.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But you know what I can do?
What?
I can download this app called Zeel, and it's spelled Z-E-E-L, and it's massage on demand, baby. So I can get a masseur to come to my place and give me a massage.
Wow.
Same day, in-home booking with a licensed massage therapist.
That's amazing.
Isn't it, though? You know, there's a lot of apps like these now where they're coming up with people, you know, with delivering services. You told me about one recently. It was an alcohol delivery service, right?
Yeah, it's called Drizzly, and it's serviced in Manhattan and parts of Brooklyn. And you can pretty, it's like, they call it seamless, but for liquor. And you can order, I guess, whatever you want, and they'll deliver it to your house in within the hour.
Within the hour. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess it started in Boston, so they have it in Boston, they have it in, and now they have it in New York, and parts of Brooklyn, and it seems to be a success.
Check them out.
You can get, like, crates dropped off to you. I think that has to be one of the best things, though. Like, can you imagine, like, not... I mean, it's such a... What's the word I'm looking for? Like, a recluse way of living. But if I don't have to go outside to get some liquor, why not?
Why not? Exactly. You know, and that's the thing is with New York, because, you know, it's... Everything is so condensed and so tight. It's sometimes, you know, or actually everything is condensed, but everything's far away.
Mm.
So the good liquor stores, you know, it'll take you 30 minutes to get to.
True.
If you want to get some good wine. So why not take this service and have them deliver it for you? Everything is about convenience here in New York. So if you can get anything delivered to you, if you can have your food delivered to you, groceries delivered to you, why not alcohol as well? Or a massage?
Everything. And you can track the liquor, too, when they're on their way to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? This is amazing. However, this is not available in the hood.
Nope.
So sorry, Bed-Stuy. We're not getting, or Flatbush. We're not getting this service.
Pisses me off.
Live in Fort Greene and Williamsburg and Lower Manhattan to get this service.
Messed up, man.
Totally.
That's racist.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy.
Racist.
There's another food service one, and it's called Postmate. And basically what people are saying about Postmate is that it is a lifesaver, and, you know, in the startup world where everything benefits you to move quickly, getting a great, healthy takeout option keeps the team going, and it's amazing. So basically how it works, any restaurant or store, you get fast delivery and real-time tracking, basically, and ETAs, just like with Drizzly. You can get whatever you want and get it delivered to you. And deliveries start at $5, and it's determined based on the distance of the delivery. And there's delivery from over 1,000 stores and restaurants in your city, whether they offer delivery or not.
All right.
Yeah, and again, it's an hour of your time is, you know, and that's it. Within the hour, they will deliver your food to you. And it doesn't matter if those people deliver or not. They will basically go and pick it up for you. That's what it is. You just tell them, look, I want this food. You go get it. Bring it to me. And there you go. Boom.
It
really doesn't get any better than this.
It really doesn't. I feel like they have one for like dry cleaning too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Do you dry clean often?
No.
Neither do I. And when I had, the only time I did dry clean, I would do it myself. I had the dry out kit, and it worked, and it did the same thing that, you know, you did at the dry cleaner. So I really miss having a washer and dryer at home, because I used to love dryelling. Let me tell you, that was one of my favorite things to do.
Really?
Okay. Yes, it used to be one of my favorite things to do, putting the wet cloth in the bag and putting my clothes in there to freshen it up and putting it into the dryer. Look. Anytime my mom had something dry clean, I was like, yes, give it to me.
Wow. Such a kid.
Yes, I used to love dryelling. That was one of my favorite things to do. And it was definitely because of the commercial. And they gave you, like, this little spot cleaning stick thing. So I was like, I need to open up my own dry cleaner because I'm having way too much fun doing this. But that's not here nor there as well. But that would be cool to have, like, a pickup dry cleaning service. I mean, they have pickup wash and fold as well. So, And a lot, there's more and more of them are doing same day service.
Yeah, same day is clutch.
Yeah. Because what if you ain't got no more draws?
Right.
And you need draws. Well, you don't need draws, but you, some people like to wear them. So it'd be nice to have clean draws. So that's pretty cool. And then also another thing that's on the rise is not using the typical taxi cabs in New York. Because you know what? People are sick of trying to stand in the street and catch a cab.
Yeah, it's hard to do that.
And that's what she said?
No, right? Maybe if I didn't have that pause. I'll give it to you, though, and that's what he said.
Thank you very much. So, there's a new one now, and it's called Halo, the taxi magnet. You use Halo to get a yellow cab wherever you are, whenever you want. All it takes is a tap on your iPhone or Android phone, jump out of the cab as soon as you arrive, and get an instant receipt by email. Hold on, I need to find out how this works, because, here you go. So you store your credit card details once and pay automatically for each ride. Exit the cab immediately on arrival and will instantly email you a receipt. So that's basically how it works. You don't even need to, there's no figuring out what you got to pay, all this other stuff. Boom. It's the taxi magnet. And that's it. Yellow cabs come to you instead of you standing out on the street trying to catch one. There's another service called Uber.
Yeah, I think that's the more popular one.
However, I have been seeing a lot of, bad press about Uber, though.
I have, too, and it makes me very wary. I mean, I don't really take cabs like that anyways, but besides their prices and their price surging, and I've heard crazy stories about, sexual harassment and, all this kind of stuff with Uber drivers.
Yeah.
So I would definitely be wary of using them.
Me, too. But this one here, this one you're actually using. I think this is, New York City's answer to Uber, because now they're using the New York City yellow cabs with this app.
Got it. And
just have them come to you instead of using those private cars that they do with Uber. So, you know, it's right now, everything is all about convenience. We're on the go, we're on the move. We don't have time to just sit here and hail cabs and make food and, schedule a massage. So my phone does everything for me. I just click here, tap there, boom. Massage, food, and a taxi all at once. It's the trifecta. Oh, and booze. What? You know what? It's a quadrifecta. Whoa. I don't even know if that's a real word, but I made it up.
It's not, but it sounds like a complete wind tunnel.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Quadrifecta. I made it up. Like it.
I just got whooshed around.
It's the best word in the world. Anywho, you guys know that it's still Women's History Month. I believe this is the last weekend or the last episode that we'll have in March, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is our last bit on Women's History Month, and it's been a great Women's History Month because women are freaking awesome.
Freaking awesome, yeah.
Yeah. I just did the gnarly hand thing. We're gnarly dudes.
What?
I thought we said we were trying to bring it back.
Oh, you right.
Yeah, remember gnarly and what else do they? Well, they always said, we still say awesome. Tubular, that's another one. Tubular.
Yeah.
Tubular. It's
totally.
Totally. I still use totally all the time. Well, now it's been evolved into totes.
Yeah, totes my goats.
Totes my goats. Oh, shut up. I don't think I like totes yet. I haven't decided if I liked it.
I haven't gotten on that train.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to get on it. And that's what she said.
Oh! We are so immature.
I know. We need to grow up, Ari.
Just a little note. I had told someone that's what she said on Twitter one time, and this guy told me to grow up. Oh, grow up!
I can't even believe a guy told you that.
A guy told me to grow up. man, oh man, that shit still tickles my bones.
Oh, grow up.
I think telling someone to grow up is up there with go to hell.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Grow up. Go to hell. I haven't used go to hell yet, and I haven't had the opportunity to tell somebody to go to hell yet.
Oh,
I really
like really, an actual real opportunity or like a funny fake opportunity?
A funny or a real. Both. You know what? In funny situations, I forget to say it. Because I could. I've definitely had plenty of opportunities to tell somebody in a funny way to go to hell.
We had a day of it at my job. That was like, that was the phrase of the day. It was hilarious. We just kept telling people to go to hell.
Go to hell.
It was wonderful. It really, really was.
That's something really mean to say to
someone. Especially at work. But my boss liked it, so it was fine. We all ran with it. And anytime this one particular person said something, we all just were like, go to hell. Just go to hell. And she'd be like, and she wouldn't say it. So she was, aw, like, ugh. Too bad for you.
I feel like at the end of that, the person who I'd be telling to go to hell, her name would be Meredith. Go to hell, Meredith.
That's a good one.
It just sounds like Meredith deserves to be there. I don't know why. Anywho, so back to Women's History Month. There was a rebroadcast on Freakonomics about how women are not men. And so basically they were talking about things where we are completely different as far as genders are concerned. And they gave some really cool, interesting facts. The first one that we're just going to talk about was that typically 80 to 85% of lightning fatalities across the United States are men.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Well, how do people, like, how, I would be so scared to get struck by lightning, and I'm glad that chances are it's not going to happen to me, knock on wood. So listen, guy, if I'm walking on the street with you, and lightning's striking, it's going to be you, not me.
Exactly. You don't necessarily need to be worried because you only have a 15% chance of getting hit.
What do you think it is?
I think, honestly, it's more so that men work more outside than women do. Men are in construction, and they're usually high up around metal and things like that, around things that conduct electricity more. So maybe that's why they would get struck by lightning more so than women.
Okay.
That's just my speculation.
That's a good one. I was going to say it's their sperm.
What?
I don't know. Something in them that the lightning is attracted to. But I like your reasoning a lot better.
I am dead to say it. Ooh, honey.
That's just me, though. Whoops.
Well, that was good to me. That was definitely good to me. Well, you know, it could be that too. I can't just rule that out because there hasn't been any studies to find out why men get hit struck by lightning more. So your theory is just as plausible as mine.
I'm gonna go with it.
There you go. What is the next one we have?
Well, males have almost 4 times higher drowning rates than females.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I can't. I really can't. I wonder why that is. Now, I don't have a real reason why that would happen. I don't have any theories like I did for men being outside more. Are men in the pool more? Or men in the beach more?
I don't know.
Than women? Men in the lake more? I don't know.
I'm not going to blame it on sperm this time, that's for sure.
Okay, you know what? That's fair. Thank you very much not to blame it on sperm. Or you know what? You could. Maybe sperm makes them heavier and so they just sink more. Could be that. or they have some magnetic force field in their sperm, and the water is attracted to that, and it pulls them down. Boom.
Are you making it funny?
No, I'm not. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any theories as to why that happens. But females drown at a lesser rate than males do. Whoop. This next one is actually a pretty cool one. And I mean, I knew about it, but I didn't know it to this extent. Women have been increasing dramatically as a percentage of participation, on just about any internet site that you can imagine. One woman said the retweet is like viral gold. Another woman said that she's going through a couple of things you need to know as a new member of Tumblr. And basically all of them are written by women because all the women are the ones who are using Tumblr. I don't use Tumblr, but I know most of the people who are on Tumblr are women, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another woman said that Pinterest is like the hottest social media site going right now. And that's definitely true. And for sure, it's mostly women on Pinterest.
Yeah, and you know what the good thing about Pinterest is? Because it's like you never really get the whole return on investment or know what the return on investment will be when you use certain social media. But right. Apparently when you use Pinterest, it has a higher rate for that. Like apparently like at least 10% of people who visit your pages will buy something from you if you sell something.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that females now outnumber males on Facebook and Twitter. And that's been true just about across any aspect of the internet, including, to much people's surprise, online games. Women are playing them more than men are.
Yeah.
Look at that. So sisters are definitely doing it for themselves on the internet.
Yes. You want me to say it?
Were you going to do it?
Sisters are doing it for themselves, yeah.
Yes. The last time I'm going to get her to do it for the month, so let me revel in this, okay? This is great. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I definitely gave Broadway hands when I sang it, too. I was definitely looking like Liza Minnelli, like yes, arms honey. Stretched out. With a little shimmy going on.
Oh my gosh. Wow. What else we got? What's the next thing we're gonna talk about, and how women are not men?
Well, if my page would scroll down, apparently women are reporting lower happiness satisfaction rates than we were in 1970.
Wow.
What's going on?
Well, basically, it's that, women were happy in their lives in the 70s, and there was a happiness gap between the men and the women. But now, it's funny that there's a correlation of women being more so in the workforce, and reporting less happiness. So they're wondering if there may be a correlation between women not being happy and them getting more opportunities like the men. And that's actually very surprising that women are reporting, that they're unhappy or not as happy as they are. However, men are reporting more happiness. And they're wondering if it's because there's more women in the workplace now. And so maybe that's the reason why that men are happier. But there's no concrete evidence to suggest that that is the case. But yeah, women are not as happy as they were. And the 70s, they were saying that they were the happiest that they could be and way happier than the men were. The numbers were very skewed as far as like the difference between the genders and their happiness. I don't know. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense, you know. You can't be home to be with your family. It's hard to balance, you know, the work life and home life. It can make sense, and I can definitely understand the correlation between the two. And it's kind of depressing.
It is a little bit depressing, but I don't know. I honestly don't know how to feel about this.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, yeah, I don't know. And the thing is, they can't explain it either, because the people who were studying it, she said that they call it a paradox because they don't know the answer. And that what they found was that this decline in women's well-being relative to men was seen not just in the United States, but was seen in Europe. And it was seen in every country where they were able to get a long enough time period to be able to look at several decades of trends in well-being. It occurred in countries where the gains for women differed substantially. So, you know, a lot of people may say, oh, this goes to show that, you know, women entering the labor force has been very difficult, and for them, it's reduced their well-being. But the research doesn't make that case, because they saw declines in well-being relative to men in countries where women had very little change in their labor force participation, and similar changes in countries where women had very large gains in their labor force participation. So it's not just because of work. I mean, there is some correlation. However, I don't know. Women are just... I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know. I feel like we're getting more equality. You know, the feminist movement is really, you know, taking the world by storm, and not in the sense where people are burning bras or, you know, growing their, you know, armpit hair. Like, we're really making strides. So, that strikes me as weird that women are reporting less happiness.
I also kind of feel like there's more stuff for us to want now to make us feel like we're less happy if we want something and we don't have it, versus in 1970, if we're just going to go, I guess, the materialistic route.
Sure.
But I'm not sure. But there are also so many things now to make us want to be happy. Like, I think that's the one thing that we all strive for is happiness. Like, with, you know, OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network, with all these self-help books and people being motivational gurus and sites and everything like that to make us want to be happy. So maybe it's just the idea of us wanting to be happy, but we don't feel like we're happy, is making us less happy.
Yeah.
Maybe we're thinking too hard about it.
Maybe we are. You know, women are famous for doing that. So might be the problem.
Could be.
Yeah. Well, that's how we're going to end Women's History Month.
Yeah.
On a sad, sad.
Dang, girl.
Dang. That kind of sucks. Anyway, but sisters are still doing it for themselves. Don't get it twisted. We may be reporting less happiness, but I agree with you. I think it's because we have access to see things that we would want that we can't get. In the 70s, there wasn't social media. All we had was the news. We didn't know what was going on in France. You know, we didn't know what was going on with the latest celebrity and looking at her Instagram and seeing her buy Manolo Blahniks, you know, 50 pairs of them when each of them cost $1,000.
Right.
You didn't get to see that. So I think because even though they aren't tangible, the celebrities or materialistic things, they've become more tangible because they're more so in our face than they used to be. So I would agree that it's probably, you know, one of the factors as far as like women reporting less happiness is because they have access to see more things that they can't have. I would have to agree there. But other than that, women are still doing great things, and I am so proud to be a woman.
Yes, hear me.
Right. I feel like we should play that Katy Perry song, even though I hate it.
No, we're not.
I hate that song.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You're gonna hear me roar.
No.
Sorry.
No,
she was serious.
Yeah. Don't want to hear it. Well, Ari came to me with an interesting story today. So I'm going to let her talk all about it because, first of all, to me, I think it sounds disgusting. But maybe for other people, it might sound delicious.
Okay, so there was this guy on Reddit who decided he was going to sell weed grilled cheese sandwiches to take care of the founder of Silk Road's legal defense, because apparently he's embroiled in some trouble. For those who don't know what Silk Road is a place where you can buy drugs on the internet. And this was actually the first time I ever heard about Bitcoins, because Bitcoins was the only way that you'd be able to purchase the drugs.
Mm.
So he decided he was gonna go on Reddit, and he said, "I am not fucking kidding. I will make you a goddamn sandwich, vacuum it up, and send it to you. Shit. I could probably make these with weed butter if requested."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's serious. I don't know. I'm not buying a grilled cheese sandwich online.
And having it shipped to me.
That is... That is completely nasty. But it says that... He says that I will personally make sure that my sandwich funds... will pay for at least an hour of his lawyer's time. His mom is accepting BTC donations. I don't think any amount would be unappreciated. He made all of this possible. A marketplace should divert some income to his defense for good PR. Like, God, who are you, first of all?
Right.
Why are you so, I mean, good for you that you're, like, super nice and you want to raise money for someone's legal defense. I just think it's funny that he's selling grilled cheese sandwiches with weed in them.
It's so funny. And my thing, I don't know much about weed butter, but does it smell anything like weed at all? Statistics show. Let's say that. Statistically, Ari, would you know if weed butter smells like weed?
No. I mean, okay. I think it has like a faint smell. Not that I know, Mama. I think
exactly. Statistically,
it has like a faint smell to it. I mean, but that's what they use to make brownies and cookies and stuff like that.
I've never eaten one of those. And the thing was, like, I know how it smells. And if that smell was on my grilled cheese sandwich, I would not want to eat it because it would definitely overpower the taste of the grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't taste good because, you know, I really don't know if this is the actual percentage, but I remember growing up, they used to say 90% of taste is smell. And if it smells like weed, the grilled cheese sandwich don't taste like weed. And the smell of weed is not tasty to me. It doesn't sound like anything tasty.
No.
Okay.
Not in no damn cheese.
No, I mean, okay, whatever weed cheese sandwiches y'all do it. Is it white?
I'm gonna assume so.
Okay. I don't know. I had never heard of the Silk Road, until, you know, you mentioned it. And did he get in trouble? Did he got arrested? What, like?
I'm assuming so.
Is it because they...
I heard they're trying to, like, shut down the site.
Okay, they're trying to shut down the site. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's like, I mean, if you start a site and then they start doing something on it, but that's not what you told them to do, should you really get in trouble for it? It's kind of like the way that, you remember the guy who created Napster, and how he got, like, fined and all that other stuff. Like... I mean, he just started a website, you know, for people to share, you know, their files.
Yeah.
It was just to steal music, per se. No, but that's what people used it for. So why should he get in trouble, you know? Well, good luck to you, kid from Reddit.
Yeah, selling them for $9.99.
The sandwich is $9.99?
Yeah, $9.99. Are you out of your mind? Yes. Yes,
you damn are. Hold on. I'm going to be paying $10 for a grilled cheese sandwich that's not even going to be fresh.
He's gonna vacuum it up, though.
I don't give a kick. It's not gonna be crispy. There's no way to maintain the crispiness of a grilled cheese sandwich, the crunchy toastiness of a grilled cheese sandwich, if you vacuum it.
Yeah, you gotta put that shit back in the oven.
Oh, hell no. Nah, bruh.
This is funny.
Nah, bruh. What? Okay, but you know what? It's really nice that he's doing that for him. I'm sure the guy, you know, who founded Silk Road, probably really appreciates his efforts. And good luck to you, buddy.
Could be. Good luck. See you later.
With your $9.99 grilled cheese sandwich. Cool. Very cool. We're going to move on to something else, which I think is a fun topic. This is going to be a lot of fun, I think. You know, when you first visited New York, what did you think? Or what did you think that you were going to be doing the first time you came to visit?
The first time, like, when I could really remember like that, just shopping and stuff.
Yeah. You know, I definitely wanted to just, like, be in Manhattan. And, you know, of course, I definitely wanted to go to Times Square, you know, to go and see it, all the lights, all the colors. You know, the first time I came, you know, back to visit, you know, we went to Good Morning America. We went to the Jimmy Fallon show. Like, we were up hella early in the morning. Like, we were definitely living it up as far as, like, a New York tourist. And then now I think back at it, I'm like, what the hell was I doing? Who the hell did I think I was? And, you know, it would have been cool if I would have got something from someone like, what do you do when you come to New York? What to expect when you're visiting?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we found, Ari actually found this list from Thrillist, and they tell you, you know, the 21 things that you have to explain to out-of-towners about New York City.
Yeah, when they come to visit you.
Right,
when they come to visit you. And they have their idea of what they want to do.
Right. So what's the first one?
They said South Street Seaport is completely irrelevant. We don't set foot on this Anacrostenic Helldock unless we're going to Beekman's Beer Garden. Even then, we use the back entrance to avoid bustles of people taking pictures of the Man of War.
Look, first of all, how pretentious is this? Of course a New Yorker wrote this. Who uses anachronistic, whatever the hell, in a sentence? Like, I don't even know what the hell. I'm going to Google this because I don't even know what that means. I've never seen this word before. And you pretentious jerk, of course you're going to use this word to tell us not to go to South Street Seaport. How dare you? How dare you?
Go to hell. See?
Go to hell.
That's how you do it.
Okay, anachronistic. I'm going to press the thing so that I can hear how to say it, because I don't know.
Anachronistic.
Anachronistic. All right, we learn something new every day.
Pertaining to or containing an anachronism. Ah! What the hell is an anachronism? Okay.
Forget it.
Wait, no, I have it. An anachronism is something or someone that is not in its correct historical or chronological time. Oh, okay. Especially a thing or person that belongs to an earlier time. Okay, I get it. So, the South Street Seaport does look very, you know, 1940s, Titanic-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get it. All right. Still, it's rude that you use this word. have you ever been to Beekman's Beer Garden?
I believe that's where they had the do-over, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And they usually, like, during the summertime, they usually put, like, sand out there.
Yeah, there was fake sand.
Yeah, fake sand, and they have, like, these little tables. And if it's not windy, it's very nice. It's a nice place to, like, go and hang out. But you definitely gotta go there when the hood's not there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. The next one is that nobody goes to the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, or Rockefeller Center either. None of them. Nobody here from New York. Everybody I know who was born and raised here has never been to the Statue of Liberty, unless they went like on a school field trip or something like that.
Yeah.
That was it. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I said yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. Yeah, so I've never been, but I think it would be pretty cool to go there. I've been to the Empire State Building, but only at the bottom, not the peak or the tippy top. I went to a bar party there. And Rockefeller Center, I went there for the Jimmy Fallon show, so nah.
While you were a tourist.
Yes, exactly. But apparently, like, when I was telling people I was coming up and where I was going, they're like, oh, girl, nobody ever go there. And I'm like, what do you guys do for fun then? Like, how is it that you've never been to any of these places? Well,
just other stuff to do, I guess.
I guess. What's next?
It says, yes, it's always this loud, and no, it doesn't bother us. For the love of God, stop covering your ears every time an ambulance or a screeching subway goes by.
You know what? Yeah, it doesn't bother you because now you've become, you know, desensitized to it. You've lived here so long that you... Honestly, let me tell you what happened today. So today, I'm sitting at home, and I hear, you know, a radio, like a walkie-talkie, and then somebody's like marching upstairs, and then they go banging at one of my neighbor's door, and it was the fire department. And I'm thinking to myself, and I'm like, I definitely did not hear the sirens of the fire department. And I looked outside, and there was a big fire truck right outside.
Wow.
And so I had completely drowned, like, I've gotten so used to hearing police sirens and fire trucks all the time that I've learned to tune it out now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, what? I didn't even hear it come down the block. It was right literally in front of my window, the fire truck. I didn't even hear it coming down the block.
Yeah, it's just like you get used to it. I feel like the only time when I'm not, I do frequently hear when I'm at work, like, the noise, but it's only if, like, a police car is trying to get down the street and no one's letting them by or an ambulance. So that's, like, the only time where I really zone in on it if it's going on for longer than, like, 2 minutes.
Right.
But other than that, it's, like, nothing.
And so then, can you imagine how many times, like, I always say that New York is the place of an emergency because there can be, in 1 hour, I can hear 6 sirens in 1 hour. And that is a lot to me because I think I would probably hear 6 sirens in a year in, you know, living in South Florida, you know, living in not even just the suburbs, just period, just where you live. Like, you don't hear sirens that often.
Mm-mm.
So it's in here. I could definitely be sitting at my, you know, in my couch, and an hour of 6-7 police cars are trying to get down the block, and they turn on their sirens. It's crazy. And I think it's actually kind of, it's bad. I don't know if they're realizing that they're doing that because people have now become desensitized. Like, they really don't hear it. And so that's why they have to do that brruh, 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 because nobody is hearing it anymore. People are tuning it out.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy. It is very loud in New York. It's the state of the emergency all the time. It's always an emergency in New York. This one is a good one. You have to walk faster than that.
Yes.
Ugh. We don't have highways here. We have sidewalks. Would you come to a dead stop on the interstate just to take pictures of random tall buildings? No. Then sweet Jesus, please don't do it either. I remember when I used to work by Grand Central Station. I don't know what it is that they were taking pictures of. I don't know if it was the gargoyle or whatever it was on top of Grand Central Station. But I'd be walking down the block, and then somebody, even people who lived here, mind you, would just turn around to take pictures of the top of Grand Central. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I am trying to get to the train, and you are in my way, and you made me bump into you because you just stopped when I was walking. Why did you do that?
I want to add something to this.
Go ahead.
You can only walk 2 people in a row.
Yes.
Like, don't walk with your whole family of 17 in a row down the street, like y'all the Warriors or something like that.
Okay.
Like, nah. Maximum 2. Maybe 3 if it's a bigger sidewalk. Maybe. But at the most, 2.
2.
We can't get by you. Like, we have somewhere to go.
Yeah. Hello? State of emergency. We got somewhere to be.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. I really do hate that. You have to walk faster than that, for real.
Like, this isn't Sex in the City. Like, people really don't walk like that.
Okay, you can't be moseying along. You gotta move.
You gotta go.
Gotta go. Put some pep in your step, please. And now we're on number 5.
Yes. Bars close at 4 a.m. every night. None of this 1 a.m. nonsense or 2 a.m. nonsense or 4 a.m. on Saturdays only nonsense. Every night, we boost till 4 a.m. And yes, you are still expected to make your brunch the next day. Why wouldn't you?
I would say that this is true mainly for Manhattan. I can't say that for Brooklyn, that everybody stays open until 4 a.m. You have select bars, I've noticed, that stay open until 4, but not every bar.
Right.
Yeah. But they do keep the party going, definitely. Yeah, any time of the week. You go to an after work thing, and then you end up home at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Where did the time go?
Right. Where did the time go? It went down your throat when you was guzzling down them happy hour drinks.
Whoa, that's what she said. Oh my god.
Grow up.
Whoa.
But yeah, you be nagging them back, and then you turn them around. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What? They're saying last call. Last call? Excuse me, I just got here at 7 o'clock.
Hello.
Yeah, but it's 4 o'clock now. And then you do have to get up and go to brunch the next day. You need to be there by 11 o'clock because you want to get the full advantage of unlimited mimosas and Bloody Marys until from 11 to 4.
Brunch, speaking of that, brunch is so important in New York.
It is very important. Like, I mean, I've never really experienced brunch like this before. Like, there were, you know, in Miami, it would be every now and then a restaurant would be like, oh, we're hosting brunch this weekend, and you can get 2 mimosas and a meal for $20. That was the definition of here. Brunch is a staple. Like, every Saturday and Sunday, there are hundreds of places you can go to get brunch.
Mm-hmm.
There are even places that serve brunch every day of the week. That's crazy.
I love brunch. Brunch is great, but brunch definitely is a production. Sometimes. It depends. I feel like I enjoy brunch when it's not that many people.
Yeah.
I enjoy brunch more.
Oh. Yeah. If it's 2 or 3, I'm good. Once it starts getting to 4 or 5 and more, it's no more fun. It's just, it's like you said, it's a production.
Definitely.
It's too much to handle. And that's what she said.
Oh, man.
Number 6. Cabbies don't take advantage of tourists. They take advantage of anyone who's not paying attention. When he asks if you want to take the FDR, the answer is always no. Always no. Don't do it. Yeah, they definitely do. And I don't like, I always think back to where I'm from and how it is here. And when the cabbie is asking me how to get somewhere, and I'm like, you do this for a living.
Hello.
You do this all day long. I don't know where it is. Just get me there. Why do I have to tell you how to get there?
Right.
I'm not from here. I need you to take me to 463 Apple Street. Okay, do you know how to get there? No. Okay, am I supposed to take the BQ? I don't know what you're supposed to take. Just find a way to get me there.
Drive.
Just drive. But you know what I always do so that they don't take advantage of me? I definitely be opening up my Waze app and be like, find the best route. Don't be trying to charge me a whole bunch of money. Because since you want to act funny and act like you don't know how to get there. Shucks. Anyway, what's next? What do we want to talk
we
about?
We don't call it the Big Apple. We barely call it New York or NYC. It's the city.
The city.
That's it.
That's it. Plain and simple. Number 8. The Italian food in Little Italy is terrible. Probably because barely any actual Italians live there anymore. And that's the U.S. Census talking. So according to the U.S. Census, barely any Italians live there. So you're not even getting authentic Italian food.
That's a damn shame.
That is a damn shame. They need to change the damn name then. Hell. What the F? Oh, this one is mad, the one you got to read.
Because we talked about it before. Streets are short, avenues are long, and it's a grid. Unless you're in West Village, and that place is essentially a maze. Which it is.
It definitely is. I would have to say that all of Manhattan is a maze. I'm sorry. Once you start learning the streets, it's okay. But if you're not from here, you definitely need your either a map, if you're that primitive, or you need an app that is a map to get around, because it's crazy.
The map app.
For them to even say, it's a grid, just get it. No. Multiplication, I have to use sine, cosine to figure out how to get to a spot. No, thank you. Tangent of 463 Orchard Street to get me. No, and then I have to figure out that that's 63rd and 5th. What? Okay. That makes no sense. Your addresses make no sense. I hate it. Yes, it's true. We basically all live in glorified closets, and you'll be kind of shocked by it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, basically.
There's glorified no closet. Other way to describe it.
Yep. None. We live in glorified closets, for sure. My friend, she is looking for an apartment. She lives in Dayton, Ohio. She found a 2-2, 959 square feet for $657.
What?
Yes.
She got it.
Right? Outrageous. And it's not hood. It's in a very nice area.
I believe it.
I need to get the hell out of here, man.
I feel like whenever we do something like this, we just, like, have an epiphany. Not an epiphany, because we can't keep having the same epiphany over and over again. But you guys get where we're going.
Yeah, you guys get it. Nah, moving on.
Next. Everybody jaywalks. Go ahead, live a little. And try not to die a lot.
There you go. Cross the street. I love seeing how people, like, will wait for the little walking man and there hasn't been a car coming for a minute.
I know. What you waiting for?
Cross this damn street. What are you waiting for? I look back and then they'll be like, oh, we can go? Yeah, there's no cars coming, girl. Come on. What are you waiting over there for?
I often have to say to my, I say it out loud, but not that audible. But when someone does that and I, like, can't get around them, I'll be like, hurry the hell up. Like, I tend to say that out loud, and I feel bad afterwards, but, like, hurry up.
That is funny. Hurry the hell up. Funny. So the cabs in New York, they have TVs in the back, and you can actually turn off the TV, and when the credit card swipe below doesn't work, use the one above it. So that's a tip. Whenever you're in a cab and you want to pay with your credit card and you don't want to watch that same news clip of the weather 15 times during your cab ride. Like, lady, how many times are you going to tell me it's going to be 50 degrees today? I heard you the first 12 times you said it. So, there you go.
Next, there's certain times that you will not get a cab. Chief among them, the 4:30 p.m. shift change. And literally any time it's precipitating. Disregard all of this if you're an attractive woman.
Oh, hey! All right. Sexy ladies. You know, I really don't know the cab struggle because I don't take cabs.
Right.
I just take the train. It's so much easier and cheaper. The next one is, beyond hot dogs and pretzels, do not be afraid to eat from carts. Street meat is delicious, we swear.
I mean, that's
the halal stuff.
Halal is good.
It is.
It just makes my tummy hurt afterwards.
Yeah, that's it. But it's really good. If you're going to eat street meat, definitely go to 53rd and 6th. Is that where they are?
I believe
so. Or 53rd and 3rd?
Yeah.
Yeah, the halal guys. They are the famous truck cart that makes $1 million a year, and it's a tiny, itty-bitty cart. But the food there is so good. Just make sure that you don't use too much red sauce, because if you do have to go to the bathroom afterwards, it's going to be like hot lava is coming out of your butt. So don't use too much of the red sauce. Okay?
This one is major.
Yes.
That smell you smell, it's piss. It's always piss.
Always piss. The nasty bastards up here is always peeing in the stairwell, peeing in the street, peeing on that little corner that you just passed that you wouldn't think that anybody would even go there, but they go there to pee.
It's either piss or it's bum.
Ugh, gross. Oh my god, the bums up here are terrible.
I mean, they're bums.
Yeah, but they're so intrusive and invasive. Like, everywhere else that I've encountered bums, they're always, you know, somewhere else. Like, they don't try to come near you. The bums here are rude as hell. They be trying to come up to you and talk to you. I don't have anything I need to say to you, sir. Please go away. Don't talk to me right now. Please go mind your business somewhere. Like, just go sit in the corner like you're supposed to with your cup and ask for money. Please, why are you sitting next to me? I had one come and sit right down next to me on the C train once. He smelled so terrible. Oh, I got right up. I was ashamed. He sat, it was me, and I gave myself room. There was another lady, and I gave myself room. I always go and sit at the corner, and he comes and sits right between us. I got that whiff of that sweet garbage, girl. I popped right up and went to the next train car. I wasn't going to deal with it. And so I felt like when I got up, people were looking at me like, did you? Yes, I really did do that. Y'all can stay here and be with this monkey man, not me.
Oh my gosh, I do this all the time. And most of the time when I get up and walk away from someone is when they're loud on the phone.
I don't like that either.
Yeah.
That's mad annoying. Like, why are you so loud?
Yeah, I'll walk, like, halfway down the train car.
I don't blame you. You need to be quiet.
Yeah, you just, not in my ear.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Or, you know what, either have this conversation later when you get home, or do it via text or something. Nobody wants to hear your conversation. Nobody.
Yo, it'd be bad.
Right.
What's next?
The city is empty on summer weekends. We get as far away as possible to avoid going berserk when the heat kicks in. That's maybe for the rich people who can go to the Hamptons.
I know, right? Because I was going to say, I haven't experienced this.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know what they mean. We try to get as far away as possible. That's definitely, this person is definitely affluent and goes to like the Hamptons or the Poconos or something like that. Summertime comes. For sure.
All right, next. We only eat at Cat's Deli when we've been at one or many of these bars, and they have a link to their bars. And even then, we resist taking pictures under the hope you had what she had sign, because QED. I don't know.
What the hell does QED mean?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Whatever. have you ever been to Cat's Deli?
I've been inside of the deli, but haven't. Never ordered anything.
Oh, girl. I walked by there the other day. The line was out the door around the corner.
Wow. It must be good. Yeah.
It must be good. That was my first time ever being by there. So, but yeah, they were definitely very, very busy. And I'm assuming it's because of the, you know, publicity that it has. Everybody thinks that's where everybody goes to eat.
Could be.
Yeah. But there are plenty of other delis and diners that you can go to where you can get quality food. You don't have to go to Katz's delicatessen.
Mm-mm.
So, just to let you know. Next, the Hamptons aren't right there. They're actually extremely far away. And when you get there, everything somehow costs more than it did in the city.
I believe it.
I believe it, too. I wouldn't know, though. I wouldn't know, because I've never been to the Hamptons before. Have you ever been?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I guess I'm not stiddy enough to go to the Hamptons. Damn. All my friends are gone. Everybody's
been... Ooh, she called y'all stiddy.
Yeah, you heard me. Dang. What's next?
Next, don't talk to us about the Knicks. We'll bring it up when we're ready. I don't know nothing about this, but I know a lot of people I see don't like talking about them now either.
Yeah, definitely not, because they're not, I don't think they're doing really well this season, so They definitely don't want to talk about it. They're a hard team to be fans of. The Knicks.
They suck. They're bums.
Y'all heard that, New York? Don't let the wolves out, Ari. Don't wake the sleeping bear. Next, we find absolutely nothing weird about buying groceries at a bodega. What? Where else do you buy 3 eggs, an extension cord, and a tall boy at 11 p.m.?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay, what?
Listen, when the grocery store is around my way, close at 7 p.m., you have to do what you have to do.
Exactly. And thank goodness for the 24-hour bodega that's selling eggs. Like, I have a 24-hour bodega that sells fresh vegetables, eggs, and other, sundries for your pantry. I'm so happy that I was able to use sundries in a sentence.
I don't even know what that is.
Anything that's in your pantry, like canned foods, things like that.
Ah.
That's a sundry.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the dry foods, like rice and things like that.
Got it.
Yeah, it's a sundry.
Got it. Mm-hmm. All right, and last, watch out for street corner slush lakes.
Ooh.
They may look like solid ground, but sink into one ankle deep and your day is basically over.
I had this happen to me once.
You did?
Yes, but I had on rain boots.
Good.
I was just like, what? I couldn't believe it. Because I didn't even realize that it was, gross. I didn't realize that it was going to be that deep. And that's what he said.
Ah, shoot. I was definitely going to say that.
So, luckily for me, I had on rain boots. Because I would have been tight if I would have had on my Uggs. So upset. But yeah, so watch out for those street corner slush lakes. But that's if you come here during the winter. Or the fall now, because it snows in the fall, too.
Also, I mean, just another thing I want to add for people who are visiting out of town, just because you come out of town and you decide that you want to come here, you have to realize that people like us have jobs, and we might not want to play tour guide.
Exactly.
So, like, no offense, but I'm not up for it.
Right.
Like, I'm really not.
Yeah, I just came from work. I don't want to have to host you and take you to
the club.
To the club or to that sushi bar that you read about or heard about on Food Network that everybody's going to, or to go stand in line to go get a cronut. I'm not doing it.
Right. Most things happen during the week anyways.
Right.
So if you want to do something on the weekend, this is not the place for you to come and do that.
Mm-hmm. So those are our and Thrillist's tips. When you're visiting,
mostly Thrillist tips with a little bit of our commentary. Yes. And a little bit of our addendums.
Yes, definitely. With all that said, I think it's cocktail time.
Yeah, what's our drink?
So the drink of the week is the Out of Towner.
Oh, aptly named.
Yeah, we're gonna need 2 ounces of tequila, 1 ounce of Grand Marnier, 5 ounces of fresh grapefruit soda, half an ounce of lime juice, and then get a lime wheel and an orange wedge for garnish. You're going to fill a glass with ice and add the tequila, the Grand Marnier, and the lime juice, and then top it off with grapefruit soda. Then you garnish it with the lime wheel and an orange wedge, and there you have it. The Out of Towner.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hope you get sloshed when you come into town.
Oh my gosh. Don't step in any slosh.
No.
Just get sloshed.
Get sloshed up. Get sloshed up.
Hey. No. Uh-oh.
The remix.
The remix.
That's the Kidz Bop version.
Oh my gosh, the Kidz Bop version. Oh man, so is that the end of our show?
Yes, that's the end of our show.
That's the end. Well, Ari, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ariel Sheree. What about you?
Like you guys know, or if you, this is your first time listening, I gave up Twitter for Lent, but you can find me on there and Instagram, Lucky Stars, LuckyEstarz. Please go ahead and follow me. Instagram, I'm still active on right now. Well, not really
active. She's active as Dakota, though.
Yeah, Dakota is very active.
She's popping.
She has, I think, 130 followers now.
Popping.
Yeah, and she's been on for 2 weeks. Okay, baby girl? So, yeah, but on Instagram, I'm definitely checking that. Twitter, I'm not, but you can still follow me. And then in, I think I have 3 more weeks left of Lent. And then I will holla at y'all. You can find us on Twitter as well, Catnaps, the letter N, Cognac. We're on Catnaps and Cognac.podbean.com. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/catnapsandcognac. We're on iTunes. Check us out there. You can rate us, please, and leave a comment. We're on the Spreaker Network. Check us out there. And let's see. Am I forgetting anything? I don't think so. Nope. Oh, yeah, and you can email us. Duh. And remember, we're going to be starting like a new segment where we want people to air out their grievances. So please send us an email. If you want it to remain anonymous, you can make up a bullet or a burner email, I guess, and just send it to us anonymously if you don't want us to read. We'd also like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say this, and hopefully Ari won't be too mad because I just thought of the idea. We want to do like advice column stuff. So like send us some stuff.
Dee's great at advice. Me, I don't know.
Yeah, some advice column stuff, or just like, you know, some situations that what you think would be fun. We love tea, so send us all that stuff. Send us some fun stuff. We want some more audience participation because we can tell that you guys are listening to us by the numbers. We look at the numbers, and thank you so much. But we also want to, you know, interact with you guys. So definitely, you know, email us your grievances, email us, you know, just things, a funny story that you guys want us to share. We would love, love, love to get that from you guys. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Okay. I think I'm done with my spiel.
And you know what? Show's over. Let's shut it down.
Bye.
Bye.